2 Chronicles chapter 12. And it came to pass when the kingdom of Rehoboam was established, and when he had become strong, that he forsook the law of Jehovah, and all Israel with him. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, because they had transgressed against Jehovah, that Shishak the king of Egypt came up against Jerusalem, with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. And the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, Libyans, Succites, and Ethiopians. And he took the fortified cities that belonged to Judah, and came to Jerusalem. And Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and to the princes of Judah that had gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus saith Jehovah, Ye have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. And the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, Jehovah is righteous. And when Jehovah saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Jehovah came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them a little deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. And Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of Jehovah, and the treasures of the king's house. He took away all, and he took away the shields of gold that Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead shields of bronze, and committed them to the hands of the chief of the couriers who kept the entrance of the king's house. And it was so, that as often as the king entered into the house of Jehovah, the couriers came and fetched them, and brought them again into the chamber of the couriers. And when he had humbled himself, the anger of Jehovah turned away from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah there were good things. And King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem, and reigned. For Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city that Jehovah had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And he did evil, for he applied not his heart to seek Jehovah. And the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the words of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer in the genealogical registers? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And Abijah his son reigned in his stead.